Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I have a question, if you don't mind. I didn't want to be rude and cut you off like we do with each other. But when you're sketching out a wall in Yemen, do you ever feel like that brick should be wider?
So, we're just having fun because it's. Yeah. I know it's overwhelming. Yeah. I understand, especially to come in between these two.
Yeah,
these two idiots.
I know that in China though they've got this one wall, and Mike, it's great. I come from a broken home,
right?
And when my father left, he bought a place in Falls Church. Yeah. And that's
so he's in the same place that he bought years, like when he divorced your mom.
Yeah,
They call him Condo Bob.
You know what? He spent Condo Bob.
Condo Bob. You're not like that Mike O'Mara who took a day off when you gave him a pay cut. He didn't even come to work because he was so pissed off. You've been a great guy, Lou, and we're here to tell you here at We Want to Make More Radio. It just doesn't matter,
Mike. I believe
it doesn't
called
matter.
I Heart Profit.
Since you can work from home, we've decided to cut your salary in half.
Yeah, exactly.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Questions I ask myself every day that wear on me. Will I ever hear the elements played from Washington without my music overshadowing it? Will Pony ever know when to send a guest or let a guest into the studio? These are the things I think about. They're the things that crush my soul. Just for you, Rob, and for you, Pony, those are the things that crush my soul.
Sure.
Every single day that nothing changes. But that's okay. We can move forward, and it's perhaps because I'm in the sick house. I have to recognize, certainly after last week, I have to recognize the malaise that some days is my life. But I'm fine, and I'm going to be okay. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. From Churchville, New York, Mountain View, Arkansas, Cincinnati, Ohio, Ratchet City, a.k.a. Shreveport. Why is it a.k.a. Shreveport?
Because
Louisiana?
I found out that Ratchet City is the nickname of Shreveport. And if I just put Ratchet City, it's only a nickname.
Bam! Springfield, Missouri, and London, England. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and delighted to have you with us. A little health update for Mrs. O'Mara. It is day three, full day three, probably not day four. But she is. She said this morning when she woke up that she has turned a corner. It has not gotten further down into her chest, and she is doing fine. Very, very, very sore throat. There are variants of this that manifest itself in that. I read about it. And so she's doing well. And
did she get her popsicles and NyQuil?
I went out immediately after the show, picked up the, I forget what they were called, but they're a certain brand.
Yes.
It's more like a fruit. A fruit pop type thing. And I got them. They had tons of them at the Publix where I shop. And what else did I get? I got her NyQuil.
She asked for NyQuil, from the Vicks Laboris.
NyQuil, which is really in a great. If you go, I'm a pharmacy guy. I like to go to a Walgreens, a CVS, a Rite Aid, as opposed to going to a pharmacy inside a grocery store. I will always consider a pharmacy inside a grocery store as an afterthought. And that's why on the bottom layer of the grocery store cold section was the NyQuil. The very bottom layer, kind of between a few things, just as an afterthought. And obviously at a grocery store, they just have no clue that NyQuil. Oh, hold on just a second. No. Let's see.
It's the grocery store.
Maybe it's okay, Big Pharma.
Hold on just a second. Hold on.
It's
here.
Johnny Vicks.
How dare
Hello?
You?
Hey, it's Dennis there.
Oh. Dennis?
The Menace?
Did Murphy. You say Dennis,
oh,
sir?
Murphy.
Miller?
Dennis there.
Hold, guys. Dennis, yeah, can I? I'll get Dennis. Hold on just a second.
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
I'm sorry, is the lady the man of the house there, please?
Yes, this is the man of the house.
This is the C police training improvement. Department as well as to advocate for death of this.
I don't donate to the police department, sir. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay, thank you for your time.
I've been arrested. I've been arrested. Do you understand? Hello?
Yes, your contributions, mate.
Hello? Can you hear me?
All right, no problem.
Can you hear me?
I think it's
Can
a
you hear me? Is it a computer?
I think it's an AI guy, yeah. You can normally tell out right away.
Something that might be fun.
Yeah,
I was going to do a whole thing about being a convicted felon, and that's why I don't.
They had a rebuttal, an AI rebuttal.
Yeah, what you need to do with the AI guy is,
do you think that was really AI? Where he would have been? Yeah.
What you need to say is something like, "Say, what's today's date?" And they'll hang up.
Yeah,
boy, see, you're better at that. You don't record those anymore.
I don't get them anymore. I haven't gotten an unsolicited call in years.
Wow.
I think I've been taken off many lists.
So they've taken the fun away from messing with them on a radio show. God, life just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
Glad that they progressed on that.
I know you did your best.
Voice.
A yeoman's effort.
I was looking at 40 minutes. I was looking at, even with a talking head, I was looking at 40 minutes of the show. That was going to be, how amazing is that? So that, it sounds so much like that's because of the delay. You know, hello. Mm. Oh, that's so sad. So sad. No matter how many times I block them, they all call me, and that's the way it goes. And usually I would have that turned off, but I've had some calls coming in today with automobile repair. So that's it. But anywho, where was I? Welcome to the Michael Mara show.
Carla has turned the corner.
Yes.
She said she's turned the corner, and she says now she's off the NyQuil, but still feeling super tired, which is, I think, normal.
Any,
you had it, right?
Any fever?
You felt run down, right? Very, very run down.
It's a dramatic... So, and I'll give you, I knew that something was off when I went to go lift something that I usually had no issues lifting. Your strength, you're so weak muscle-wise that it's almost off-putting, where you're like, I can't believe, like, I feel like I haven't moved in what feels like a month,
but the
and my muscles have atrophied.
The bright side is even when Oscar was in the throes of COVID, he could still lift my spirits.
That's as he always does.
Yes.
As he always does. So
she'll be weak for a little while.
Yes.
I may have a day or so that I have to adjust to adding responsibilities to my daily routine, but I have to say that both last night and today, I would describe myself as Larry the Fabulous Cable Guy once said, get her done. I get her done.
Good.
No cough, no symptoms of your own.
Oh, I don't have a touch of it. I don't have it.
Mike, it was once said by a man wiser than both of us, God never gives you more responsibilities than you're prepared to handle.
Well, I think I handled it, and I think that I'm still paranoid about going into the marital bedroom, but I pop in occasionally without a mask, so it's not every single second. But I usually, when I'm going to talk to her and have a conversation with her, I mask up, and so does my son.
It's not like Silence of the Lambs.
where I go down into a tunnel.
Exactly. You know,
with the police system.
What did Miggs? He said something to you. Anyway.
He called me a C-word doctor, Dr. Lecter.
So that Miggs, he said something.
He said I can smell.
Anyway, that's it. By the way, movies get away with everything, don't they?
Imagine
a disc jockey saying, hey, we want to welcome the our favorite lady to the show, the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce. And let me just say, when you came in, I can smell, that would be able to do
that's
that.
That's what got Lou Katz in trouble.
Lou Katz, for those of you around the country. That's a perfect reference if it was a local show, but it's not.
It's not.
It hasn't been for years.
You're right.
But Lou Katz was, I would say, which is more vanilla? Your story about putting together your grill or Lou Katz?
LOOO is more vanilla.
Is more vanilla? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because I got news for you. I ask the boys every day, what is the contribution? What is the story you're going to tell? And you've led now a couple of days with putting together your gas grill. And unless there is this type of sound involved, Rob, I'm really going to be disappointed.
I still have all 10 fingers. That's a spoiler alert.
So Lou Katz, for those of you around the country, is a very, very nice man. And had a very, very... nice radio show for years and years.
Played nice music.
Nice music. The kind of person that can live in a market for a long time. I used to say forever, but they don't.
No, not anymore.
Even the nice guys get blown out.
Mm-hmm.
The nice guys, as Albert Brooks would say, with their salaries in line, they also get blown
How
out.
How dare you?
My right? Lord.
They get blown out because the powers that be go, hey, he's nice. He's got plays nice music, but we can get somebody that's just as nice and pay him a little bit less.
And,
isn't that the way that rolls?
Yeah, it's very nice, Lou, that you've been a team player for the last 70 years. But we can get someone in here on an hourly rate. So
right.
You're goodbye. Not like that.
You're not like that Mike O'Mara who took a day off when you gave him a pay cut. He didn't even come to work because he was so pissed off. You've been a great guy, Lou, and we're here to tell you here at We Want to Make More Radio. It just doesn't matter.
Mike, I believe
it's
called
matter.
I Heart Profit.
Since you can work from home, we've decided to cut your salary in half.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's a really nice guy. I mean, that's why we were joking about controversy in that. But Mrs. O'Mara is doing well. My son, it's kind of fun going out this morning and taking him out to this baseball camp where they go to the, for those of you that don't know, they made a little national splash in the NCAAs a while back, Florida Gulf Coast University.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've heard of it.
And, and that's where his, this sprawling campus, that's where his camp is, his little baseball camp. And it's really kind of cool. It kind of looks like spring training where all these coaches are around and they take a knee and
that
then they're,
sounds
they're,
like fun.
They're doing that with clapping.
Long shorts pulled up over their belly button, these coaches?
Long shorts pulled up over their belly
like
button.
Like gym teachers.
Yeah, like gym teacher shorts.
No. Actually mostly
Thank
youngsters. Mostly young guys, and then it looked like maybe a real member of the college staff.
Yeah, like college ball players are probably making some side cash teaching.
I think that's exactly what they're doing.
Except they're not making cash, am I right?
It's really cool. It's really cool to watch it. And
I dream of that setup, like of anything, of like a field of soccer fields or baseball diamonds.
Yeah.
And you just you see them and you see, like, you just don't have that. Do you have that in this area, DC?
I think that I am extraordinarily lucky when it comes to stuff. We're people of convenience first and foremost.
Right.
We'll drive a bit, but as far as this is concerned, this place you could throw a rock to.
Wow.
From where I live.
Wow.
I mean, you go over the main interstate and you're there, and it's really super. Outside in the summer of outside of being on the surface of the sun, which it is. Which it is. I'm talking to one of the young moms there who had a younger kid. And
sorry.
His wife is infirm.
I understand.
Settle down.
Okay. My apologies, Mike.
I'm talking to this lady, and as I'm talking at this hour of the morning, it's the kind of morning, and this is what it's going to be all the way through the end of September, where you don't have to do anything. You're just going to be through a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just going to be.
Yeah.
Perhaps because I was talking to the mama, my heart rate was up a little bit. I'm not sure.
It's humid.
Whether that was it. You're not allowed to say anything more. You are a dirty old man like your father, and you're not allowed to say anything more. Okay?
Don't
you're
going
to get me in trouble.
And greetings
you're going
to my
to get
father,
me in trouble.
Who left Miami today to head back up north. Because
he's a snowbird now.
He was sort of. Yeah, he's going to be in his place in Falls Church for a few days, and then he'll be summering on the Eastern Shore. So, within driving distance, I look forward to seeing
him. So he didn't unload his, has he got a condo or does he have an apartment that he rents?
He inherited a condo.
It was Bruce's condo.
Well, the condo's down in Miami.
Yeah.
That's the one he inherited.
And he owns a condo in Falls Church that he bought. You see, Mike, a lot of people, if you're a recent listener, you don't know this. I come from a broken home.
Yeah.
Right.
And when my father left, he bought a place in Falls Church.
Yeah.
And that's
so he's in the same place that he bought years, like when he divorced your mom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They call him Condo
really?
Bob.
He spayed. No, you know what? He spent Condo Bob.
Condo Bob. Hello, I'm Condo Bob.
He spent two years in another apartment that he rented. Then he bought this place.
I consider HBS to be one of the greatest branding jobs I've ever done.
Oh, yeah.
I never would want to flip that, but the idea of henceforth referring to your father, God bless Robert Spiewak, as Condo Bob.
Yeah.
Is because he's got a condo down in Miami too, right?
Sure, yeah. On every coast.
I will now be referring to, hence, he will henceforth be Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
So does Condo Bob
He probably owns both properties.
Yeah. He's like Marie Kondo.
Yeah.
But he's Condo Bob.
Does Condo Bob have any desire to sell the Falls Church property and just have the Eastern Shore? Because he's not working anymore.
No,
right?
I think that he wants to keep a D.C. base because he has a lot of doctors up here that he goes to. And so he likes a place to come to. And then the Eastern Shore, that's his dream house. That's the one he designed from ground up. He picked the floor plan and did all that stuff. So that's his favorite place.
I don't want to get ahead of this. And I know we have a wonderful talking head.
We do.
Just minutes away.
Yes. Does Robert Wadham Spiewak the second?
That's me, Junior.
Yes. Does he inherit Condo Bob's real estate portfolio?
We've never discussed it. I mean, I think that
Do you have other siblings?
No, I don't.
No.
No.
No, he's his only son.
Yeah, but he's also married. So it'll go to Kathy before it'll go to me.
Yeah. How much younger than Condo Bob?
Kathy is 17.
There goes that. I'm sorry, Rob. Yeah,
Have you thought that far down the road?
I haven't. I haven't. I would like to think.
Let me ask you this. Since nobody's more mercenary than Oscar and I.
Yeah.
We do it all the time. And we think about it more than you do. You're not mercenary.
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask you this. Do you think Kathy would want to be saddled with three properties?
Not if we explained it to her.
Yeah.
What you don't want is three properties.
Well, or you could say, hey, Dad, you could just start playing. Does she love the Eastern Shore as much as you or your father?
She likes Miami the best. She likes it hot. She likes it hot.
There it is.
Yeah.
And you love the Eastern Shore.
I do.
And down on the Chesapeake Bay.
And I know that
you could be a caretaker.
My father said that when he was building the place and he was like doing the choosing the materials, it wasn't painted. And it wasn't real wood on the deck. Mm-hmm. It was like a composite. And he says, I'm never going to have to paint this. You're never going to have to paint this. Robert's never going to have to paint this. So he wants it to stay in the family. Yeah.
There you are. Is he the type of person that if you did lean towards broaching that subject, first of all, you just wouldn't.
This is just like Yellowstone.
Right.
It's like all that property goes to the Duttons. And that's it.
Most families.
Not Jamie.
Outside of the Duttons. Don't bring it up.
Right.
But it's fun to talk about on a radio show.
I do know that my father the other day said, this dinner table used to be full.
Just like in Yellowstone.
No, he never did.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that. I completely forgot that scene. Let's bring in our talking head.
Oh, good.
Our talking head is Chris Jones. Chris is our first ever in-studio talking head?
He is.
Rob put in parentheses, fun.
It is fun.
Chris is the owner of Adaptive DC. DC stands for Design Concepts. His company specializes in custom kids' interiors. And his job, when I read that, I just immediately want to do the Krusty laugh. I don't know why.
That's okay.
Maybe because I've started to watch The Simpsons with my son. Custom kids' interiors. and his job has required extensive world travel. He's also done lots of design and construction for Podville Media.
True.
He grew up in Fairfax, Virginia, and he currently lives in Ashburn. Oh, that's a big change.
Yes.
With his wife, Susan, married 26 years. They have two kids, college guy Nate and high school gal Katie. Chris has been a fan since the Morning Zoo days. All the way back in 1985, he used to love Crooks Are Stupid. He has been an avid TMOS podcast listener for over 5 years. He is a West Virginia University grad, class of 93, and WVU caused him to quit drinking. Go Mountaineers.
Yeah.
Back in college is when you made that call? That's highly impressive.
Yes.
And evolved. Go Mountaineers. He served in the National Guard and was deployed for Desert Storm. Thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
First job, he was a graphic designer for the CIA. I wouldn't even think they'd need one. It wasn't very fun. Yeah, I would imagine. Favorite voice, Charlie. Favorite thing about TMOS, listening is like sitting down with friends and talking about all topics, no matter how random. That's right, we are random.
Yes.
We don't really, we throw stuff up and see what sticks. And Chris's wife was one of the first people to ever play strip trivia. I hear more about that bit than anything else on the Don and Mike show. She did it in studio. Intrigued, you should be. Now, here's Chris. Chris, welcome. Thank you so much for coming in.
Nice to meet you.
Boy, you know, for a guy that listened all the way back, you you seem like you're young at heart. You seem a very young person. Mm-hmm. You've managed to keep yourself in shape, unlike so many of our listeners that are just broken down.
Yeah,
broken down.
Those
falling
that are still
apart.
Alive.
Those that are still living. I always start when I do this segment. It's not by design. It just evolved that way. When I see something on a bayou that jumps out at me, I have to go right there. So I see graphic designer for the CIA. When they're thinking about, you know, what spy, what asset to lift
like
out of Afghanistan, you know, to make time in the day to say we'd like to change the font on Phil's desk. I don't see that happening. What possibly would a graphic design person do at the bureau?
Yeah,
not the bureau. So that's the farm.
Yeah, yeah,
yes, at the farm. How would that work?
So, if you think about it. It's a large corporation, so they have pretty much any job. So for me, it was working for what they call the Office of Training and Education, OT&E.
Okay.
And so for that, it was producing training aids for classes and training all types of, you know, different jobs or case officers for all different tasks or, you know, speaking languages or different things about different areas of the world or different operations, things like that. So it's super broad.
I have a question, if you don't mind. I didn't want to be rude and cut you off like we do with each other. But when you're sketching out a wall in Yemen, do you ever feel like that brick should be wider?
So, we're just having fun because I know it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
I understand, especially to come in between these two.
Yeah.
These two idiots.
I know that in China, though, they've got this one wall, and Mike, it's great.
Well, you mentioned training videos, and I'm trying to make the connection. The graphic element of training videos?
Like, one of the things that I worked on while I was there was the new new hire orienteering course. It's like a 2-week course. But think about it. They have to have so many presenters that come in over a 2-week period, and it's doing all those presentations, all the graphics for those, which is
so
days
like if they
end.
Did a PowerPoint, you'd have to do all those boring charts, so
and
all
but
the
make
clip
it look
art.
Good.
Yeah, and make it look good. Yeah.
So
yeah.
When Skippy Rock Climber comes in and wants to do Compass 101, he's got to have some you know, some graphics.
Exactly. There are graphics. Yeah. It could even be signage for doors. I mean, anything.
Yeah.
And so, but you said it wasn't that fun because
the only thing, and I did enjoy my time, and the people were great, and my dad had been in there for 36 years. So
oh,
that
wow.
Was my,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
you're not supposed to.
He went straight from the army into the agency and then worked as a case officer and then just worked his way up. But, you know, with his time in, I thought that might be something I want to do. And it took, you know, a good 2 years to get the security clearance.
I know the drill.
Wow. Yeah. It was a long time. And that was even while I was in school. And then, I got lost there for a second.
It's okay.
It's okay.
No.
Yeah. So
what made you leave? Or did they ask you to leave?
So Mike, to go back, that's what your question was. No, it was the creativity just wasn't what I was looking for, right? It gets very stagnant. So you have to do certain things certain ways. And it was difficult to go outside of the box, especially back then. You couldn't take anything out of a building. So if I wanted to work on a certain file, and there was no internet back then. So if I was doing something on a computer, I couldn't get it over to headquarters or move it to another building to use it because I couldn't physically get the file out to go take it somewhere else.
Did you come across during your travels at the agency, at the CIA, even though you were in the graphics department, I'm sure you dealt with lots of different branches of this, as you call it, this major corporation.
Yeah, yeah. And I wasn't there that long either. So
how long were you there total?
It was just 1 year.
Ah, 1 year.
Yeah,
in that year, did you ever come across any individuals that you thought, oh my God, this guy could fillet me like a haddock with a letter opener if he chose to?
Honestly, I don't. I mean, it was
nobody.
Like,
nobody lets
no,
on.
No,
right?
No, absolutely not. And
did they ever
super
say
nice people? And it could have been. I could have been working at Microsoft or, you know, it's a corporation.
Did anyone ever say to you that if you use Comic Sans Serif again, we're going to make your family disappear?
If you do what?
Use Comic Sans Serif. It's a font. It's a font. It's a silly font.
It's a font joke.
It's a silly font.
You see. Anyway, moving right on.
Good call.
It landed on a couple people, Mike.
Yeah, your people. I know they're out there going,
Rob!
Anyway, where are we here? You just set me back a little bit.
Mike.
WVU, and you decide at the university.
Yeah.
When you're a man in your late teens, early 20s, that's when you make the call to stop drinking?
Yeah. And I'll barely touch it now. So, and you know, still get razzed by my friends all the time, but because they knew that I used to go to WVU, but it was so over the top while in school. It wasn't until, so I was in school for 2 years, then my unit got deployed, left,
right.
Did that, then took another year off school, came back and finished, and it was those final two, I think my last year is when I kind of stopped, and then after college, I thought, this isn't doing anything for me, I didn't want to.
All right, I want to ask you about that.
Quarter pitcher night will rock you.
At the dungeon. You get deployed. Yeah. You get deployed. You go out into the real. Talk about the real experience. Talk about an experience most adults in America never have of serving overseas. I don't care if you're behind the lines or not, or whether you're seeing a bunch of crap out there. You come back to college after that, and I would imagine that college is trivial through that.
And it was. I didn't expect the shock that I would have, and the main shock was that I wasn't with my friends anymore. So these are guys that you're living with nonstop every day, like as close as Robin, as close as we are. This is we're living in a vehicle all day, every day for months. When you finally get pulled out away from that, you know, I have a memory of sitting in a movie theater with my wife, well, now wife, back then, you know, girlfriend,
right?
And just thinking, man, I really miss my friends. I remember where it was, but it is an odd thing.
Certain writers, filmmakers, media people are able to capture that to a degree, but I don't think it's ever talked about as much as it should. And I'm talking about a veteran that comes back from a deployment and is immediately back after being, especially a combat veteran that comes back, and just the actual,
it
doesn't matter whether I get a medium fries or not.
No,
know what I mean? Right? That's got
to
be.
And it's also the little things, like even driving in a car when you're used to being in a vehicle that can only go maybe 30 miles an hour at the most, and then get on the highway. It's a really odd, and I still remember it. It's such an odd sensation to be back and just around people doing normal things, and you think how trivial everything is that we take for granted.
Did it surprise you? Because I can imagine when you started at WVU before you were deployed, you were wide-eyed and excited like every college student.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you come back, it was so different. Did that surprise you?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up really quickly, and that's one of the things that changed, right? So when I came back, suddenly it was, I'm going to take everything really seriously. And I didn't start school as a great student. But I finished with all A's. You know, when I got back and got into it again, I thought, this is my future. I want to make it work, kind of thing.
You know, I think that when I look, I don't want to pretend that I couldn't have done it, but I've always thought, because my father served, I've always said to myself, it's not a giant regret, but it's definitely something that I always, when I'm speaking to somebody who has served, I said, I think, to a degree, every guy should have a little taste of that to a degree, just to see what that's like. I've always been able to kind of understand it, especially doing things for Wounded Warriors and going to Walter Reed and just seeing the level of commitment that you have. And by the way, people in the Army will also tell you, in the Army, they're some of the greatest F-ups in the Army.
Oh, yeah.
You will ever experience some of the greatest, some idiots of a level you can't manufacture idiots like this.
I agree.
But at the same time, whether they chose it, whether it was all they could do, they still were there. They still were there and they did
they
that.
Served.
And it's just a respect thing. And sometimes when I see everybody running around talking about guns this, I say to myself, Some of these countries that have mandatory service, I think, have a good thing going, especially young guys, you know, 17 to 21, where you get out there and just get it out of your system. You know, I've always thought that it might be a good situation.
It's a great benefit. Like, I was National Guard, and it was the greatest benefit, still is a great benefit for guys and girls as another option to pay for college.
So, yeah, sure.
Perfect.
What's the cutoff age when you're like a regular grunt guy and you're in the National Guard? When do they say, I'm sorry, Mr. Spicoli. you're a little long in the tooth for this deployment.
I honestly don't know. I know that for the combat arms stuff, I'm not sure. I'm sure there is a cutoff.
Like if you right now, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 53.
You're 53.
Right. No, he doesn't.
No, well, he looks like he, like I say, whenever I'm out at a bar, do you work out? anybody, man or woman, it doesn't matter. Always a great conversation starter. You never know where it's going to lead. But anywho, I'm sitting there and I'm saying to myself, if it hit the fan, the Chinese have landed they're coming over the Golden Gate Bridge. We need all hands. Would you have a number or a contact or something, even at 53, where he's like, I'm going to report for duty? You still have that
I don't think so. Not at this
When's
age.
The last time you did any kind of weekend warrior duty?
Oh, my gosh. It's so long ago now.
A long time ago.
Yeah,
right?
So I was in for 8 years. The last time was like 1994. Mm-hmm. But so my son is actually in now. Mm-hmm. So he did the exact same thing I did in order to get him. He's doing great.
And that's awesome.
He was able.
Did you sing the praises of it? Is that why he did it, or was he doing it on his own, or how did that work?
Actually, when he got in, I said, "You have to make sure that you're not doing this for me. That this is for you." And all I could think of, because if the day ever comes where he did National Guard, and he's also ROTC right now. Goes to Christopher Newport up here in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay,
just so that if the time ever comes he is in the field, I don't want him thinking back, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, right.
And there are plenty of guys that go into the service because of Papa like that.
Yes.
So when you get back to WVU, you decide not for me. The drinky.
Yes.
No head first dives through a plate glass window or anything like that. Nothing. Nothing really stupid. Like I'm a bird.
Like before. Freshman, right. Sophomore year, absolutely.
Was couch burning a thing then?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love to burn couches there.
I used to do some of that.
At WVU?
Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah.
Is that a thing, Oscar, when you were there to burn couches?
It's the worst. You walk into a friend's house, you're like, we won a game this weekend. I guess we're sitting on the floor.
Oh, it's crazy.
Do you, when Chris and I separately.
We're talking to Chris Jones, by the way.
Had a conversation with Rob off air about how chaotic WVU is for freshman year.
I was worried about your son.
Yeah, we were all worried because we're like, this is this not even exaggeration. There's so
you
much.
You survive it, basically.
You survive it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You survive it. For anyway.
So does Robert echo that at all? Like the end of that, Dad, I don't think I can ever do what I do. Or is he like, I can't wait to get back in my sophomore year.
He turned the corner. Little Robert turned the corner.
I think he turned the corner second semester and over the summer with his English class. He's just below a 3.0 now. He has all the credits he needs, and I think he's got a renewed focus. But that first semester, I wouldn't trade it to an enemy. It was tough. I mean, he really...
What do you mean was, you said it, it was tougher? He was partying or what?
Yeah, he was, I mean, it was just the wrong environment for a kid who actually didn't even have a senior year of high school because of the pandemic.
Yeah, because
of
COVID. There's so much freedom. Yeah, so much freedom.
And then he got dropped into a situation with freedom and party and everything available. It's just, it's tough. And, I don't think that he's not exactly ready for it yet. He's still a kid in so many ways. But he certainly wasn't ready then.
And I hate to bring this up, but does your situation, have you talked to him about, the family gene, to a level of, where he's got to be careful and mindful of, the alcohol, the demon alcohol?
I haven't yet because I'm the only one in the family that's ever been hospitalized for it. So I don't know if it might be just me. It might not be a family thing. Yeah.
I get it.
I might be adopted.
Yeah. Well, listen, Chris, what an amazing, I love it. I read the snarkiest thing online about the talking head segments. Somebody alluded to the fact, when the talking head segment, it's just people that I love people's stories. I discovered this, and it's fantastic to hear about this, and you never know what's going to come out of it. And I've always enjoyed that, and I never thought that this would linger, but it's fun. So for that person that wrote that snarky comment, and I don't want it to say anything bad, that you'd have to edit it out, because that's ridiculous, mm-hmm. but seriously, fuck you.
Yeah.
You. There you go. I just want to, yes, Oscar, you were going to say something.
Thank
yes.
you for clarifying what you meant there. Chris, and I don't mind saying, you are one of the hardest working business owners I know.
Yeah.
Chris and he's super humble. Outside the work he does work for Apple, like the corporation headquarters. He travels to Dubai to build these dream fabricated, like not fabricated, customized to the home or the building installs that no one else could dream up. It just blows my mind how creative he is, but also how much of a hard worker he is every day, 7 days a week.
What do you think of that? That's pretty good Thank stuff, you. Isn't it, right there?
Thank you.
You yeah. know? All right.
Can I offer counterpoint?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Rob.
He's
yeah.
kind of a jerk.
Okay. yeah.
I'm
and
sitting
I'll
next to you.
Do the third thing, which is yeah, you design a hat for us? Anyway, that's like, you know. I'd love to have a real cool hat. You know, I really would. That's all. Yeah, yeah. Hardworking man
yes.
in the business world. Another hardworking man in the business world. Idiot one, idiot two. There you go. Yeah. Anybody you want to say hello to before we let you go?
My wife, Susan, of okay. 26 years this year, and mm-hmm. and my kids.
First wife, too, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, jealousy. Hey, jealousy.
And Mike, even though you kind of glossed it, I feel we would not be doing our job if I didn't mention the fact his wife won strip trivia, so you've never yeah, yeah. seen her naked.
Oh, nope. Well, look at him. He's in shape yeah. and all that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You know, and she's still, I'm sure, she's still keeping
it tight.
I'm not going to say to another man.
That's classic.
Man, I'm not going to say to another man if his wife's still keeping it tight. She enjoy the experience?
You know what? She talked about this last night when I said I was coming in. She said, oh, my God. She tell like Rob, you'll never remember her, but she said the guy who was in the show with her, I guess, was really creepy.
In and, Streep, yeah, well, yeah,
they all were.
Oddly enough, you might be real surprised at this. They all were,
shocking.
Right?
But she said that you were kind enough to walk her out because the guy who was there kept saying, "Oh, let me walk you out to your car and stuff." And Rob stepped in and said, "No, I'll walk you out." And
she didn't know at the time that she was actually, you know, switching to a more dangerous individual.
That's right. That's when she found the tracing device in her car.
Oh, I'll walk you out. I'll walk you out, please. Touch me.
Anyway, that's it. We have to take a break and move on. Chris, thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck. Thanks. The thank graphic you. Design, and thank you seriously for your service, not only
thank
to
you.
The military, but to the CIA.
Thanks.
Where I'm glad nobody ever, you know, killed you. Whatever that means. We'll come back with the news, the homepage, and more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, paisans! The Mike O'Mara Show can be watched on Facebook and YouTube. Listen to on iTunes and Spotify. Now I present to you the show's next conquest, TikTok. Check out video clips of the show with new content every day. Click on at Mike O'Mara Show and follow today. Capiche? Grazie. Now back to our capo, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Pauly Christine. We appreciate all the work you do, Blair. Life's best moments happen around a roaring fire. And a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. Instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes,
oh dear,
you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. And right now, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove. On a Solo Stove fire pit. They are brilliantly engineered, made with premium-grade 304 stainless steel and a 360-degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency and minimizes smoke. It's easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire is blazing in minutes. They're so confident you'll love it that they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove is the best. Right now, You can get big discounts on all fire pits during Solo Stove's 4th of July sale. And use promo code TMOS at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code TMOS for $10 off on top of their incredible 4th of July sale discounts. But hurry, the 4th of July sale ends July 10th, ladies and gentlemen.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and a weird one today. Remember when Chris Pratt, I didn't remember this. Do you remember when Chris Pratt posted a tribute to his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, and one of the things he praised her for was giving birth to their healthy baby girl? I don't remember that.
I don't either.
I don't remember that. And it wasn't a thing, but this became a thing. Let me explain why it became a thing. It became a thing because the internet ragged on him because his son, with his previous wife, Anna Faris, was born premature and has had health problems because of it.
Oh, no.
I mean, in this day and age, you make a comment about my healthy baby boy, you can't do it because his other kid with another marriage was not healthy?
There's a deeper cut to this, and I see why, because Anna Faris has come out since their breakup. Because some people can take it as like it just didn't work out, and then you have the obligatory irreconcilable differences.
Sure.
But then later on, the burn sets in, and you're like, well, it wasn't just the irreconcilable differences. Some stuff was going on.
Well, it also helps if, it doesn't help. I don't want to use that word. It also happens if, you go on to spectacular things, and meanwhile, Legally Blonde was the highlight of your career.
Yeah.
The House Bunny.
Who knows?
The same thing.
It wasn't Legally Blonde. That was Reese Witherspoon,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
Anna Faris was in a scary movie or two, wasn't she? One of the scary movie franchise movies?
It's got to be tough.
Yeah.
The internet was basically accusing him of dissing Anna and even his own son. Chris got really upset about it. In a new interview with Men's Health, he says, quote, "That is effed up. My son's going to read that one day. He's 9, and it's etched in the digital zone. Etched in digital stone, you should say. It really effing bothered me, dude. I cried about it." That's a lot of guts to come out and say that. I respect people to come out and say, yes, this really messed me up when I read that, because it is so, I don't know if we'll ever be over it, but it is so cruel. If I read everything written about me from my teeny tiny level of notoriety, I can imagine that I'd find stuff that would piss me off for a month. He believes in, quote, Chris says it's funny that he's become, quote, the face of religion because he doesn't even believe in it. He believes in, quote, a very real God, but not in the customs created by man, which he believes have been used to control people, to take money from people and abuse children and steal land to justify hatred. So he's honest about it coming out and saying, you know, I don't think the guy would diss his son. No. I just don't think
that. Do you think he got any helpful advice from his father-in-law during this?
His father-in-law, Arnold?
Yes.
Just to look the other way. Just look the other way. You know, don't let the haters and all that things and the bad stuff. Just, you know, forget it. And of course, your current child is a strong
life. Yeah, I was going to say, Arnold, may I ask you a question?
Yes. None of my progeny has ever been unhealthy.
I was going to say, how do you feel about sickly children?
You know,
now you're going dark. Now that's Rob Spiewak.
Yes, that's America.
That's Rob Spiewak who wanted me. And if Rob was in Rob's perfect world, I would have gone all the way.
I thought you were going to go more in the, if you have a housekeeper, something
yes,
along those
exactly.
lines.
Oh, no. Yes, exactly. No, he wanted to go right to Nazi Germany, and you know, that's okay. Well, no, it's not. During his Instagram live chat with Alec Baldwin yesterday, I don't know why this chat was happening, but it was Woody Allen chatting with Alec, and he said he might retire from filmmaking after his next movie. Here's the quote. A lot of the thrill is gone because it doesn't have the whole cinema effect. When I started, you could do a film and it would go into a movie house, and the houses all over the country would people would come. Now you do a movie and I don't know, I'm grabbing my neck. You get a couple of weeks in a movie house.
That
makes him sound old,
yeah,
doesn't
it? He is old.
Maybe 6 weeks or 4 weeks, then it goes right to streaming at a pay-per-view. Woody and Alan didn't talk about their respective scandals. They just talked about what are you getting out of the. Get it, though, as a filmmaker. You're not going to have the premieres and it's not going to last.
But also, I think Top Gun proved otherwise. Make something that people love.
Yeah, but it's not like Woody Allen has ever, even at the height of his career, has never made like a popcorn movie. He's never going to do that. And never. I can't think of the last movie he made that was
relevant.
Yeah, you know. Right. Absolutely.
And this is a clever way to duck out of it. Also, and he is getting older.
Why would you want to get on an Instagram Live with that dude?
Yes. Are we clear? Are we clear right now? Okay. Alec, I want to show you something. Oh, my God. Look at that. Put that away. Woody, what are you doing? A new survey asked people, speaking of streaming, what service they would keep if they could only keep one. Of course, Netflix came out on top with 31%. I am not sure I would go with that.
No, I know I wouldn't.
At this stage of the game.
I know I wouldn't.
What would you go with right
now? Tubi.
Thank you.
This guy.
That's down considerably from 41%, so it is down.
Yes.
But it was still enough to beat the rest. Here they are. 31% Netflix, 19% HBO Max. Pretty good service.
That's a good one, yeah.
Hulu, 17%. Mm. Love the content on Hulu. Disney Plus, 14%.
That'd be higher.
I think that might be the one. They might be the ones that have the Simpsons catalog.
They do. Correct. They have a lot of stuff.
They bought Fox.
And they have Marvel. They have all the Marvel films. And Nat Geo,
I'm
going to
piss some people off right now because I got the Disney Plus to watch the Simpsons with my son, and now I get it.
But you don't like the Simpsons?
No.
You don't like Disney Plus?
I think I like one line out of every second
Simpsons.
You think
the Simpsons are a hack?
I don't think they're hack. It's just the second one in, and they do Marge in the musical version of A Streetcar Named Desire. Streetcar Marge or something like that. And it is it is absolutely blisteringly self-serving. And that's I'm in season four.
This is concerning.
I'm sorry. It just I'm going to keep going.
As a theater guy, as someone who did theater, you should really appreciate O Streetcar.
Somebody who did Streetcar. I was in the play.
Yeah,
I played Mitch. I was in the play.
I thought you played the car.
No, thank you. Is that a fat joke? Anyway, it was just
almost.
Really. It just. I don't know.
Isn't it directed by John Lovitz?
I think that John Lovitz,
yes.
Young John Lovitz,
yes.
That's doing that. Let's get back to Amazon 6%, Paramount 3%.
I'm a Paramount Plus guy.
Paramount Plus is good.
Every episode.
Apple TV, 2%, Discovery Plus and Peacock 1%, and then other 4%.
Now I take Yellowstone off Peacock.
I'm sorry, Peacock.
Yeah. Peacock is good.
Wait a minute. I don't think I do. I don't think I watched Yellowstone on that. Oh, I bought Yellowstone.
I bought it for
$19.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
I bought every season.
I respect it.
I bought every season because I absolutely
pay the
love
man
watching
his
television.
Pay the man his money
and forego it. You know? Let's move on right now. Yeah, I have to get deeper into it. I'm watching it with my son, but oh God.
It might be a mood you're in when they're only 22 minutes out of spots.
No, you loved it. I bailed early. It got boring. It's boring.
A different person. I feel like I have a fantasy. If you were my dad and we were watching that together.
Yeah.
And like we later on were hanging out, maybe eating lunch, and then you would did a voice and then I'd laugh and then we'd all laugh. Like, does that happen?
He doesn't laugh as much as I would think he would either. And he's younger. You know what we're going to talk about? You know what he laughed at? This is my son's evolved sense of humor. There's a scene at Krusty Camp where they're not escaping, but they're trying to get Binkies. Mm-hmm. Is it Lisa Simpson that's the baby?
Maggie.
Maggie's trying to get the Binkies and they play dun dun. Da, 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 da. And then they put Maggie in the box.
Oh, like The Great Escape?
And she throws a ball against the wall like Steve McQueen. And my son laughed his ass off at that because he watched The Great Escape.
Now, you see, Oscar...
That's my kid.
Oscar is very defensive about The Simpsons because that is the show that taught him English.
No. Ah. No. You jerk store. Sesame Street.
Oh, it was Sesame Street.
Yes.
But anyway, I have to get... Look, there's so much content. And I'm sure there are going to be ones that absolutely kill me.
Yeah.
But the whole play thing was like,
yeah, but you can do the voices. That's the outline.
This is true. Dough. Moving right along.
No.
It's always fun to see how clueless and misinformed we are. So here you go. A civics poll For the 4th of July, looked at how much we know about American history and our laws.
Okay.
Here are a few questions they asked and how people answered. I will not quiz you guys because I'm not going to put you on the spot. But the first president, you would think almost everybody, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Who was the first president? 13%, or roughly 1 in 8 people, do not know that it was George
Washington.
These
are American people?
How do you not know it's FDR?
Americans. Thank you. 6% said Abe Lincoln, our 16th president. 4% chose John Adams, our second president. And 3% said Thomas Jefferson, our third president. What did the Declaration of Independence do? 78% knew that it declared our independence from Great Britain.
Good.
9% thought it freed the slaves.
Far from it.
7% said it declared our independence from France.
France. Well, that's
and
nice.
6% thought it gave women the right to vote. Wow.
2% thought it was the inspiration for a great movie.
Independence Day. At what age can you vote for president? Only 80% knew. Only 80%. 20% didn't know that it was 18. No, said 80%. They only knew. 3% said 16.
16? Sure.
9% said 21. 7% said 35.
Here's my registration card.
That, of course, confusing the age that you are when you can run for president.
Right, yeah,
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might have missed that. Oh, and there it is, written down after that. Thank you, dumb prep service. What are two rights of everyone living in the U.S.? 86% got it right. The correct answer, freedom of speech and freedom of religion.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. There are a bunch more.
Yeah,
freedom of assembly, freedom of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press,
right to bear arms. Yeah,
4% didn't want to mention that one. 4% think the freedom to disobey traffic laws is one of them.
Well, these are jackasses.
Who was Ben Franklin? I'll give this to Rob. Who was Ben Franklin? What was he?
He was a diplomat, wasn't he? I mean,
he was a U.S. diplomat.
No, he flew the kite and got electrocuted.
I forgot you get the same service. 21% thought he was our third president, and 4% chose inventor of the airplane.
No, he was not that. But he was. He was a signer.
He was a founding father, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a signer of the Declaration, but he never held office.
I've been to Franklin's personal library in Franklin, Massachusetts.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was a Philly guy.
No, I went to Dean College. They got it right
really?
There. Yeah,
Ben Franklin?
Yeah, big deal.
I would have said, as opposed to a diplomat, I would have said he was a founding father.
I think you would give full credit for that.
I thought he flew the kite. They got electrocuted.
He did.
Discovered electricity. If you were going to rent an Airbnb to host a rager this summer, you got to make other plans, people.
Why?
I'm really glad. As an Airbnb guy, I'm very glad about this. They have just permanently banned parties worldwide. They added a temporary party ban after the pandemic hit in 2020 because people were throwing parties and spreading COVID. But it turns out Airbnb hosts really like the policy, and so do their neighbors. I'm one of them. I agree. That's great. Reports of unapproved parties have dropped 44% year over year since then, and they've had far fewer noise complaints from people who live nearby. If you live to throw a party, you could be blocked from the app. Last year alone, over 6,600 guests were suspended by Airbnb for violating the party ban. Yes, Oscar.
Does this include pizza parties?
It includes both.
What kind of party?
Pizza parties?
Knock yourselves out. Have a pizza party.
Sure.
And now a little something. An Iowa man was arrested in a northern Indiana truck stop after police say he overstayed his welcome in the shower area.
Oh.
Police, this is Plymouth, Indiana. They were called to the Love's truck stop. You know, we see Love's and Pilot all over the place. Employees told them that a man refused to leave his shower stall after his paid time had run out. Officers say they were told the man had been in the shower room for more than 4 hours.
Oh, that's horrible.
And he refused to open the door. He also refused to open the door to police An employee had to unlock the door to make entry. Police say the man continued to refuse to leave after being asked several more times by officers and Love's workers. Love's. At least that's a weird name
Love's,
for a truck stop.
Yes.
They ended up arresting 36-year-old Skakir Jamafara of Sioux City, Iowa, for criminal trespass. And sometimes when I just can't come up with a good one, I give you quantity over quality.
Oh, okay, good.
So here we go. After 4 hours in a shower, I would think that anybody would lose a little steam. I'm sorry. For now, it looks like his trucking career is down the drain.
Ah.
Any way you slice it, this guy's in a lot of hot water. Ha! Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, they all sucked, so I didn't want to have any of them stand alone. Hit the thing. Yeah. Hit, there we go. Now turn it up so I can hear it. There you go. A little bit more. A little bit. I don't hear it.
There we go.
You found it. You found it. That's great. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with Rob putting together a grill. Right here.
Hey, Ringo, play something hot, will you?
We will call this Mike O'Mara Life of Privilege Spotlight. Country Club Corner.
The dance of the living dead.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in.
By the way, there are people who literally never leave this.
Don't you have homes?
The Mike O'Mara bonus show is like a private members-only country club for your funny bone.
You scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right?
The TMOS bonus show is an extra hour of uncensored exclusive content every week. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Membership has its privileges.
It's in the hole!
I should have yelled too!
Oh, man. Strange thing about that movie, Caddyshack, is the parallels that you see even after all these years when you happen to be in a place called Happy Valley.
Really?
In an effort to offset inflation, the Federal Reserve has turned up the heat with the biggest jump in interest rates since 1994. And let me take this opportunity to say to the Fed, thank you. The days of ultra-low rates are behind us, but there are still opportunities out there within the mortgage industry. For example, one-third of all mortgages are carrying PMI, and with the double-digit appreciation last year, you can refinance to remove the PMI or take some of that cash out. For any reason, when it comes to purchasing a home, the mortgage lender you choose can be the difference between winning or losing your contract on that particular home. So, take my advice. Call Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, call the good people at Cornerstone First Financial today. One of the longest running advertisers on our show, and we know them personally, and we've worked with them. They actually are in our building. We're in our building. Call Cornerstone First Financial today. The number one choice of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. So, you might wonder, what's it like in the Spiewak household? Well, there are two things going on.
Right.
Carrie has had another major plastic surgery and is recovering.
Yes.
And Rob, with his new lease on life, decided to do something extremely exciting.
He stopped drinking. Let's be clear about that.
Yes.
I texted Carrie the other day about her plastic surgery. She was sweet enough to reach out.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. And she said, I hope you're doing well. We're just catching up. And she said, she goes, I hope you know the only reason I had a touch up, that's plastic surgery terms.
Yes.
Right.
Was because Rob was getting all the attention.
Which was funny.
That's the way that you address it, right?
Yes. That's kind of their combative
their dark
little
humor.
World.
Yes,
that is funny.
I thought it was funny. I was laughing.
Ha ha!
So you are the definitive suburban.
Yes.
And even when you were drinking, you were the definitive suburban.
Yes.
You love suburban life. You are a homebody. You like cookouts. And
I sent you a picture of Carrie. Yeah, of course. She's actually getting her.
Thank you.
She thinks she's getting her staples out today. She got her stitches out on Monday. The staples, I think there's probably like 20 of them across her head that, and they just use a regular office style staple remover. Did you know that? The little squeeze thing?
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me?
But I mean, I've had them in the old hip area and they do a little thing where they pinch it
and they pull it out.
She looks, She looks like outside of the eye area. She looks like she's doing okay.
Her mood is great.
The eyes still look swollen.
And they are. The weird thing is that she's not in any pain until they removed her stitches on Monday. And it was weird when we picked her up and she got her headdress off. You could still see like errant threads, like little super micro thin threads out of the scars that, you know, because that's where they would sew it and tie it and cut it.
Oh, wow.
And so she had to have those. She said that did hurt. But
you know, she's got a very symmetrical face. So I think she's a good palette for a, you know, person that does
a full
this kind
renovation.
Of work.
She's going to look fantastic. She truly
full
is.
Reno. Yeah. Reno!
And the one thing that is good is, you know, she for a long time has babysat for this family that live near us. Yeah. And they've got little kids, like 2 and 3 year old daughter. And she went over there and the mom said, now, Miss Carrie has had, she went to the doctor and her face looks different.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid said, okay. And they went over and the little one, I think her name is Rosie, said, Your face is blue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got to keep working.
It's got to be tough for her. That's a lot to go through.
Yeah.
You know, and
I think the term is no pain, no gain, right?
Yeah.
Well, sure. In a lot of things, Oscar. Yeah. That's kind
of
the way.
There should be a lot of gain with the amount of pain, I would think.
So in solidarity with your wife, who has been in a lot of pain and been recovering, you decide that you're going to buy yourself a gift.
You actually inspired me because you recently bought one as well.
Yes.
And I was I went through to summarize and do my yearly sort of maintenance refresh on my grill.
Yeah.
And I looked in the base of it. I've had the grill 13 years. I checked the
receipt. He changed the igniter. In fairness to Rob, if you recall, like he didn't want to buy a new grill, so he changed the igniter.
I've changed.
Did
parts
you have a Weber? Did you have a Weber?
Yeah, the Genesis.
Because you have to change. Because you have to change the. Yeah, and I had a Genesis too. You have to change the igniter on a Weber.
Yeah, after
the gold standard, which by the way,
after
I don't buy
13
that.
13 years.
Do you buy that? I mean, look, 100%. Is it a good grill?
That's why I bought it again.
But I, at the same time, I think it's like a monopoly. It's like a total monopoly, and it gets frustrating
with that.
Yeah, but I
mean, what about if you buy a Charbroil or something like that?
That's what I'm saying. You got the, and I wouldn't be surprised. Look, I don't trust anybody. Wouldn't it be nice for an outdoor grill, which is something Americans all over the country use, to have a maybe a 5 or 6 choice? Like we do with automobiles, instead of having one brand
competition.
But I have
been
very
with the other guys.
I've been very pleased with this in the past, and the
That's
only
why
reason
I went with the French model,
El Grillo,
no Napoleon.
Yeah, we declared independence from them.
Bonjour. The reason that I decided that it needed to be replaced is that the base of the you know, you lift the lid and then there's the bottom.
Yeah.
The bottom was starting to fall apart.
Rot out.
Yeah, it does because of the grease and all that stuff.
13 years is a great return
on
investment.
It's a great run on a grill.
That's you started the podcast, you got a new grill.
Yeah.
Basically. And now we're here.
Yeah. And so I did the research on this model. This is the Genesis 2, Mike. This is the Genesis 2.
You did the research? Was it hard to find?
What I meant...
I'm getting back to the point that the Webers are... You
know what happens?
You can't go out of the house without bumping into a Weber.
You are right now. You're defensive about your Napoleon.
What about a green egg?
I am simply saying no. I'm not defensive because my Napoleon was not that scary much more than the Weber of the same level.
Okay.
It just is. I don't have an igniter. I just twist. I have the old fashioned kind of click thing.
All right.
The igniter, you know, the igniter to me on a Weber grill is kind of like the ice cream machine at McDonald's.
Always
broken? I think they're always getting requests on those things crapping out.
My first igniter lasted me 9 or 10 years, and I've replaced a couple other things, like the thermometer went.
Hey, guess what? The thermometer went on mine too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So the scary grill, the great product. We both had the igniter and
my brother's got the same grill, igniter off. I remember his wife saying, "We need a new grill." I said, "You just need a new igniter."
This
is what they do.
Yeah,
that's what they do, and it sucks.
Yeah.
I think it's not cool. So anyway,
and the one
we will agree to disagree on the Weber Corporation.
Yeah, I love what I got, and you know, I'm not a person who's really into change.
Yeah,
I like the product.
You like your brand centric. You like brands.
Is yours stainless steel or like an enamel color?
Stainless steel.
Okay, that's what I got too, and I wasn't all that into it. I wanted to find it, and my last one was a green enamel, and I liked the way it looked. But they didn't have it. This was a really good deal on this. It was tremendously discounted.
So you went from green enamel to stainless steel?
Stainless steel, yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's so brave.
Thank you,
Mike. I think stainless steel grills.
This was, you know what? I'm not a hero like you for going out golfing yesterday.
Oh, but, here we go.
But I am brave. I do what
so
I
brave.
Can.
This is exciting. I'm excited.
What, can I
just go ahead? I'm just excited.
May I ask a question that I should know the answer to?
Sure.
And I'm not knocking on anybody. What does a high end grill cost these? Like, what does the Genesis cost?
The Genesis
$400.
No. It's this was about $1,200.
$1,200.
Marked down from $1,799 though.
Oh,
that's the Genesis.
God.
My Napoleon cost a little bit more.
Yes.
$43,000.
But you were able to take out a reverse mortgage on it, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
With no PMI.
No PMI.
Right.
So,
right. I've been around the block.
Yeah.
I haven't seen.
I went up to four burners this time. This is a big guy.
I don't know.
Once again, I didn't know
grills were.
Thank you, Mike.
I didn't know grills cost that much.
Mike, I know that you're very thrilled with
this.
But I want to put all this to bed during the show so you don't call me tonight to talk grills, if that's okay with you.
I don't use it enough. I should use it more. I'm going to use it tonight.
But I actually...
I'm going to fry a piece of meat.
What about Wahlburgers?
Grill a piece of meat. No, I got across the street, got me a grass-fed New York strip.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you gonna dry age it a little bit?
Maybe put
What's
some
that?
Montreal
are you
going to
dry
seasoning?
Age it a little bit?
No, I'm just going to rub it around the deck a little bit. You know, that's what I do.
Step on it and slide?
Yeah. Just give it a little, little texture.
Yeah. So I get home and Robert has been called into work. And so I get home with the grill and the guys at the place loaded it in my car. I checked out. It's about a 300 to 315 pound package. And
really that heavy?
And there is no way, even with a hand truck, for me to do it. And I
thought they come to your house and build those things.
Well, if you pay for it.
Oh, okay.
I had $50.
$50.
Yeah. I wanted it that day. I decided I was going to do it, and I was going to have something to eat on it that night. Little did I know what was ahead of me. And so what I had to do was a total embarrassing thing, is I got it in my driveway. I had to open the box and carry it up in pieces. Because
That's
it was
not embarrassing.
It was
you
horribly
know
embarrassing.
That. You're going upstairs. That's a solve. That's a solution.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a problem.
I thought you were going to ask your elderly neighbor to help you roll it into the house.
I did come out with a hand truck and the bungee cords, and I tilted it back, and the tires on the hand truck went flat. I said, this is not going to work.
I have never, I know I've had a couple.
Yeah.
And one, I believe, I took from the store and borrowed a buddy's truck and brought it home.
If they're assembled,
and it was heavy to lift it up.
But
you know?
They're a little more manageable to move once they're assembled. But if it's just all compressed in the box, it's really hard to get a toll hold on it. And also,
how many trips did it take?
I started Saturday and finished Monday night.
No, seriously, how many trips up the stairs?
I would say probably 10 or 12.
10 or 12.
Does any piece of you, and look, I'm not knocking you or anybody, but does any piece of you say, like, when my son gets home, I'm just going to make him do this?
Well, yeah, but he was working till 9 that night. I wanted to do it that night.
Looks like he'll be up till midnight.
And I was.
You know?
I was.
Let me continue this because I'm fascinated by this.
And you thought you were going to hate it.
I thought I was going to hate it. I love it. It's just fun because it's a story of ingenuity, bravery, and above all, excitement.
But mostly bravery.
Sure. We'll take a break. This is what made it fun. We'll come back with Rob's grill.
Tonight, we take a moment to mourn the many legends that we lost this past year.
Blocked Island. No, it's not the home of a swanky resort. It's a place of shame and isolation from TMOS. You see, Mike, Rob, and Oscar are doing important work each and every day on the Mike O'Mara Show. Work that keeps America laughing. And then here you come with your petty complaints and criticism. Blocked Island exists to remind you that your opinions are meaningless and hurtful. So keep listening and enjoying TMOS every day. And if there is ever anything that doesn't tickle your funny bone or offends you, know your role, stay in your lane, and shut the fuck up. God bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Very brave. That's a word we're hearing a lot on today's show. Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches,
Pet spots.
Pet spots. Mm. Sunday can help you solve all these problems and more the easy way. They've got everything you need, from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. I used to dread taking the time and effort to fertilize my lawn, but now I look forward to it. Sunday's lawn care products are quick and easy. I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They're actually going to analyze the soil. They're going to look at a picture of where you live. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan for your lawn. It's delivered to your door right when you need it, and it's easy to use. They're made with your family in mind, too, all of Sunday's products. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about. Seaweed, molasses, iron, stuff that's not going to kill you. Best of all, it really works. I've used it. I know. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off full season plans that start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. Use our code. It's worth it. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. We continue now with the
a story of bravery.
Bravery, the fascinating, just... so trailblazing.
It is.
Rob bought a grill.
I did.
At a big box store and brought it home in his car.
Maybe the reason why I didn't equate the value of like such a expensive grill, because for a while when I worked for Earthwalk and then Mangrates, one company owned the same, both companies.
Right.
The value was taking what was a $300 grill, throwing some Mangrates on there and getting that high-end,
yeah, exactly,
sear, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's some people that swear by you know, one of those pot Webers, those little kettle that you put charcoal on.
Yeah, and I have one of those too if I ever want to take
the time. I grew
up
with a charcoal grill.
The classic kettle grill.
We like that. Yeah, the kettle grill, right?
But I got all the parts up there, and I decide I'm not going to assemble it on the deck because, you know, it seems like if it gets dark, there's a lot of parts, and I want to keep it sort of controlled in my living room. But the problem...
That is brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, continue.
How many pieces does a grill come in? I don't even know.
Enough where you could lose some on the deck. I think he's forward thinking on this.
And I start to lay out all the stuff. I lay out all the hardware in one place. There's panels everywhere. There's the big shell with the lifted lid and all that. That's another
piece. That's a heavy part.
That was heavy.
The heaviest was probably on your grill. The bottom part of the main unit.
Well,
cast iron.
Yeah, but it was actually one piece. Even though you disassemble it you take the lid off, take the pegs out for assembly, it comes in one piece. So it was the lid and the base, and it was heavy.
But you took the lid and the base upstairs separately, because that's the heavy part.
No, I took them together as one, because I didn't read the instructions yet, and I didn't know they were going
to... So you took the top and bottom up there? That had to be quite a struggle.
It was.
This is Oscar's right. You should have prevailed upon your son.
But he wasn't there. You know, son okay. not. So
he wanted to grill that night. What did you have? Okay, did you have a meal that you had, like, this is what I'm going
to
grill?
Well, I had already bought... I bought steaks. I was ready to go.
Okay,
fair. Yeah, number one thing everybody's going to put
however,
on it. Fantastic.
I started in on it, and the instructions are, I say vague. They want to sort of circumvent the language barrier, I think.
They all do now. Instructions no longer are textual. They're graphic. So you're going to get pictures
so
of things you put together, especially if they're made overseas. By the way, Weber.
America.
Couldn't sound like anymore.
Right?
It is America.
It's made in America.
Yeah,
that should be better for... You know,
so I'm going
together.
Through and I'm laying all this stuff out and I'm starting to put it together and I'm looking at all the parts and I'm going through the list and I think I'm okay and I start and it goes and it goes and it goes and there is a sort of a symbol for use a screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
There's a symbol for use the wrench they provide, which by the way they might as well
Allen wrench.
Yeah, no, it's actually a wrench, but it's so cheaply made they might as well kick you in the teeth when they give it to you because that's the amount of respect they give to you, because it's basically just a 4-inch metal wrench cut out of sheet metal. It's useless. I eventually went and got a socket set to make it a little easier.
Yeah.
And so I'm putting
any
it all
cotter pins.
Yeah, there are four cotter keys in the entire thing.
What's a cotter key? I feel like rude.
A cotter pin is you put something through a wheel, and then it's got looks like almost like a paper clip.
Oh, okay.
And you slide the paper clip through to lock in that particular.
I think the two cotter keys
the
are on the big two wheels, and also for
the wheels,
the
usually
lid,
on wheels.
The lid too for lifting it. And I start putting it all together, and everything is coming together pretty nicely. It's steady, but it's taking forever. It's now dark outside, so I said, you know what? None stakes tonight, but I'm working on it. So I get it together, and I get to I'm putting on the side panels. Once the back, you put together upside down.
Did you like
the base
put a towel
grill.
Down on the table.
I hate scratch grills. They drive me nuts when I see a big gash in a grill.
No, what I did
this is what
like,
I'm thinking about. If you don't want to, you don't want a dent, and you don't want a gash.
I moved the coffee table to the hardwood floor, and I had a 9 by probably 12 foot rug. We have an area rug, and that's where I set the grill.
Okay. All right.
But the problem is, and I've said this before, even now, especially now, I don't like getting on the floor because I don't like getting up from the floor.
Yeah, but you're so skinny now.
It doesn't help.
It
still
hasn't changed at all?
No. It's probably a little easier, but I still don't like it. It's in my head.
You don't even have to roll anymore to get up.
Well, that's how I move around the house mostly, is by rolling.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, ultimately, with the weight off, you probably got to, you know, move a little bit you know, and do some squats and stuff like that. You know.
So you assemble the base upside down.
He'll get right on that, won't he, Oscar? He'll do you see how quickly he
I'm just
moved
happy
by
he's
that?
Sober.
You
know, that's all. That's I'm,
right.
You know, baby steps.
Hey, you
so
know what?
What is the total time commitment to this
I'm
this
about
very brave
probably
project?
4.5 to 5 hours in now.
This sounds dreadful.
Yeah. But I mean, also, you know, I'm taking it easy. I've got music on. I'm focused. I'm not doing this haphazardly. I want to make sure it's right. And then I go to put on the back side panel. And most of the screws are identical. They're about maybe 3/4 inch Phillips head screws that have sort of a tapered end. They're not pointed, but they're tapered. And I go to put in the fourth one for the side panel. And it says, don't use power tools.
Well,
I gave up on that 2 hours ago. So I've got a little powered screwdriver.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? This isn't a power tool. This is just going to save some time. So I put the screw in. It's like the second to last screw I have to put in on the base. And I'm several hours into the project and I do the drill. And it spins. It's spinning great.
You stripped it.
As clean as my head. Just horrible.
That's what you get.
You did what they told you not to do.
I know, but it worked on every other screw but this one. Anyway.
Let me ask you this question, and I mean this with complete respect.
Yes.
Would this project have been easier and maybe gone smoother if you were ossified while you were doing it? Like in the old days, when you'd have, you know, by the time the project was
some
finished,
cocktails in,
you would be on
the
verge of almost vomiting. You'd be so loaded.
Yeah, but also the panels wouldn't look like rectangles. They'd look like parallelograms, all crooked.
We've all stripped screws.
Yeah,
it sucks.
And the bad thing is I was so far into it, it was disassembled. The box was already cut down the corners because that's how you access the stuff in the box. And I said, I've put 4 hours into this. I can't bring it back. I can't call Weber until Monday. What am I going
to
do?
Can you go to the hardware store and get the same screw?
Better. You can go to your toolbox and find two washers and a stainless steel screw and a nut.
That fit perfectly?
That fit perfectly.
Oh, that's a win. That
was
a massive win.
Huge win.
That's a great win.
I got the thing all together. It's truly a thing of beauty. It looks fantastic. And I go to roll it out to the deck and it's too wide to go past the sofa. So
that's like the win to fail right there. But that's your son coming home, pulling the sofa back.
I also said, you know what? We're done tonight. We're done.
But so it was complete. So that on Sunday,
move the sofa.
You're gonna move the sofa, and there's gonna be your stake. You're gonna roll it out there.
Actually, Sunday, I forget what was going on Sunday, but we were out and we didn't get in until late. And I said, you know what? Let's tonight do burgers. And we did burgers that night. It was me and Carrie and Robert. We all had hamburgers and they were great. But Monday night, I sauteed some mushrooms. The steaks have been aging for a day. Put them on. They were sensational. Worth
all because of Weber.
That's right.
All because of the Weber Corporation.
And also, Mike, the seasoning, Weber might have provided the ingredients, but the seasoning that made those steaks great was bravery.
Bravery. Really, thank you for that. I laughed, I cried. We have to take a break. I could listen to another break of you putting your grill together.
Wait, can I ask? I'm actually curious.
Okay,
ceramic?
Let's stop.
Yeah, we're really running late, but go
are
ahead.
Are they ceramic? I don't know. Stainless steel, I don't know what grates you have. I'm curious.
Oh, these are high-grade stainless steel. And if I ever have to replace them, I will go with a ceramic wrapped cast iron.
Okay.
But these, there's a feature on
and
this grill.
And that's also brave.
Very brave. Mike, right. It's brave to go stainless steel because I've had cast iron for years.
Cast iron rules.
Yes. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I mean, really.
Thank you.
Tomorrow I'll tell you about the sear zone.
Okay, that's exciting. Does it have a little extra burner on it?
It does. Yes.
Oh, my God. Bravery.
Brave.
We'll take a break and come back with a very brave and very abbreviated Soundtown right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Thank you. I know it took a lot to share that with us.
I need a magician.
I was having a party for Gunner, and we had a magician. We thought he was just fine.
At one time, the only place to see a quality magic show was a Las Vegas casino. Now, with just a phone call, you can have fabulous illusions performed in your home. It's the magic duo of the century.
Siegfried and Rob!
From Munich, Germany and Leesburg, Virginia, Siegfried and Rob are leaving audiences mesmerized.
Pray God. Pray God.
Magician.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
I was just excited that they wanted me to perform.
For more TMOS magic, do all your shopping through the Mike O'Meara Shopping Center by clicking the link at MikeO'MearaShow.com and watch your items magically appear on your doorstep.
It's magic.
Shut up.
My favorite part is when they actually saw a Weber grill in half.
They do.
At the conclusion of the show. And it's so brave.
It's what happens. They saw it in half and then the top of the thermometer breaks.
Right. Keep pushing the envelope. So why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because picnics, water skiing, baseball games, and summer festivals are even better with a great night's sleep. Sleep IQ data shows that sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. That's up to 170 hours per year. And remember, the longer days of summer can make it more challenging to get the 7 to 9 hours of sleep that experts recommend. So if your wife gets COVID, make sure she gets to sleep on the Sleep Number bed and you sleep on the couch out in the living room where you wake up every 3.5 hours. Sleep IQ data shows that June is the month where sleepers get the least amount of sleep. Sad, right?
Sad.
Keeping your circadian rhythm in sync can help you get the quality sleep you need to get the most enjoyment out of summer. So be like me when I get back to my bedroom. I will sleep on my Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else unless, of course,
COVID.
There's a virus that
yes.
I could catch.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I have to sleep on the couch because once I tried to sleep in my son's room, and we now don't have a guest room, it's a long story. I'm not here to talk about me. I'm here to talk about Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting, I don't have one because my ass is on a sofa.
Yeah,
You should buy the Sleep Number sofa.
Sore throat Carla remains at a 65. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Discover special
SDC.
Offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Soundtown, really quick now. Thank you.
Soundtown.
Soundtown.
Soundtown. We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
Mike, I'm kind of into food, and I think you are too. Have you ever heard of the Cannes Lion Festival? And that's Cannes, like in France, like the Cannes Movie Festival. This is the
like
Cannes
Cannes?
Yeah,
like Cannes. The Cannes.
Cannes, yeah.
No, I have not. No.
Well, they had a food festival, and one of the award-winning products that came out was a vegan burger.
Oh.
That was made to simulate human flesh.
Oh, no.
What?
They created this plant-based burger to simulate human flesh.
Like in taste?
Here's the creator. Just know this. They won a prize.
We have actually never tasted the real human meat. That's, for me, it's too crazy too. I went into to my kitchen and start to see how close I could come. Hey guys, it's just plant-based. There's nothing dangerous, but the thought, that's I think people are gonna be uncomfortable with. So we see how much guts they have.
So if you're gutsy enough,
is he German?
I think so.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
That sounded a little racist, didn't it?
Was he German?
Is he German?
Yeah. What is he, it's just, German?
It's gross.
I know.
The whole concept is gross.
Why that?
I know. You know what? It doesn't shock me that someone made it, but the fact that it won a prize, that's
what troubles me. Did I talk about the movie I saw that was about that, was about cannibalism?
No.
And a guy that kidnaps women.
Yeah, he kept her locked up. I watched it too.
Right?
Yeah.
And not a bad movie for a horror movie.
Yeah.
I forgot. We'll have to find out what it's called.
And it ended with a good chase and a good gun battle and everything. But
I believe I
texted you the night I watched it and I said, so this you recommend?
Because I recommended
it? You did. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And it was really nasty. Like, nasty, nasty, nasty.
So, Mike, I know we're pressed on time. So let's just close with this. They're going to market this vegan burger, and they have a new motto for the company.
You got to tell them, Silent Green is people.
There is a product in store called Soylent now.
Don't buy it.
I know people have told us that. I swear to God.
Don't buy it.
Soylent.
I got it. It tastes like Edward G. Robinson.
It's nasty. That whole thing, I still don't get what the German guy was saying, you know? I know people who would be brave.
He was essentially daring you to eat it.
Ugh.
Gross.
Light classical.
That's a nasty. light classical. Edward G. Robinson. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'll have a health update and all that wonderful stuff. And more fun and more thrill on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.